This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition and Personal Development channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Alessandra Edwards, an integrative naturopath and nutrigenomic specialist who is obsessed with helping people achieve their peak physical and mental potential. Alessandra, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio, and good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Great to be here.
So tell us, Alessandra, why do you place so much focus on helping individuals and professional teams build their level of resilience? Let's start there.
Okay, that's a great question. Well, let's face it, we are living in a fast-moving world. We're constantly facing change and challenges and disruption, both in our professional and personal lives. And if we think about the broader definition of resilience as the ability to bounce back and grow in spite of adversity, then we can start to understand why it is such an important skill to have. So we live in such fast-changing times. There's increased rates of job uncertainty. We've got high demands both in our professional and family environment. There's also high rates of chronic illness starting from a younger age, and not to mention the ever-increasing numbers of environmental disasters that we're being faced with every day. So it is clear that we live in very challenging, disrupting times. And so I think that developing one's resilience is, in my opinion, the single smartest intervention that an individual can make to thrive in the modern world. My particular focus is individual and also in terms of professional teams. And from a professional point of view, there are many advantages to developing resilience. In fact, studies have shown that highly resilient individuals are on average 30% more productive. They have a stronger sense of purpose in the workplace, and they're also better able to learn from new experiences, and they also enjoy higher levels of health and well-being. In contrast, low levels of resilience have been linked with increased rates of sickness, so more absenteeism from the workplace, higher risk of mental health issues, and overall lower productivity and mental flexibility. So to answer your question, then basically that is why I think resilience is such an important skill to develop.
Also, can we really increase our resilience, or are we born with it? That I would be interested to hear your response to that.
It's a bit of the chicken and the egg situation. Look, I firmly believe now that resilience is a combination of biochemical, genetic, and psychological factors. Most current approaches seem to think that resilience comes from either genetic factors or focus around behavioral and mindset modification. And while I think that this train of thought and this approach is very useful, there is a whole area involving nutritional biochemistry and the manipulations of biochemical levels at a physical level that has been mostly ignored. And I think that's a real shame and a missed opportunity, because I've been in clinical practice for many years now, and I see this on a daily basis, that when we address biochemical imbalances in an individual, you can literally modulate their levels of resilience. And so you can stress-proof them and pressure-proof them much more quickly than just following a psychology-based approach. I tend to think, I tend to use a metaphor, and I'm not sure whether it's through you're familiar with this particular Greek myth, but I came across it years ago and I just really loved it. So I used the metaphor of Sisyphus, and Sisyphus was a Greek trickster. So he's part of Greek mythology, and he just went about life literally tricking people for his own good. And so at the end, the wrath of the gods hit him, and then he was condemned to push a boulder up a hill, and then when he get up the hill, he'd have to watch it roll down, and that was his punishment. He'd have to do that forever, basically for eternity. And I think that behavioral interventions alone can feel a little bit like that. So using cognitive behavioral therapy, for example, where we modify our approach to certain situations, can be useful. But if you have a lot of biochemical imbalances, which could be driven by having certain genetic mutations, which make you then deficient, for example, in serotonin or increase your dopamine levels, what happens is that you will be forever pushing this boulder uphill, constantly making these behavioral changes. So for me, it makes sense to first rebalance the nutritional shortcomings, addressing any genetic mutations that might need increased levels of nutrients, and then after that, doing the behavioral modifications if they're still needed. So to go back to your question, I'd say yes, for most individuals, resilience can be acquired, it can be increased, and just by manipulating one's biochemistry through nutritional interventions.
And very thoroughly answered. Thank you for that. Now, what are the main factors affecting someone's resilience?
Ah, okay, interesting. I would say, firstly, nutritional deficiencies, which, as I mentioned, may or may not be caused by genetic variants. I would say this will probably be followed by digestive issues, undiagnosed infections, diet, and also allergies. What I've observed in my years in clinical practice is that, generally speaking, there are certain biochemical markers found in blood tests and some genetic variants when I analyze the client's DNA profile that just kept coming up in terms of individuals who clearly were less able than others to deal with stress and pressure at work or home. And generally, these are certain mineral and vitamin deficiencies, and then, as I said, followed by digestive issues.
Today, we are speaking with Alessandra Edwards, an integrative naturopath and nutrigenomics specialist. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Nutrition and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Alessandra, can you give me some, and our audience as well, some specific examples of a nutritional imbalance that would affect someone's ability to become more resilient?
Sure. Okay, one of my favorite ones, and this is one of the most common undiagnosed conditions I see in individuals who are very reactive, is a condition called pyroluria. Now, this is a functional condition, so it's not a medical condition. And people who have this condition become severely deficient in vitamin B6 and zinc. And both these nutrients are essential for hundreds of chemical reactions in the body, and particularly the production of neurotransmitters, which are so essential for resilience. So individuals with this condition often report having chronic anxiety, very poor resilience, and mood changes from mild to moderate depression and anxiety. And they usually have this for a long time. And they usually also exhibit strong cravings for quick-releasing sugary foods and carbohydrates, because that gives them a mildly sedative effect. So they're kind of self-medicating with sugar and lollies and breads and cookies. Now, unfortunately, this then messes with their blood sugar levels, and so then they end up in this cycle of yo-yo energy levels and poor brain concentration and weight gain. Another example is also protein deficiency. You would think that with the amount of meat that people eat these days, protein deficiency would be unheard of. But I can't tell you, Eric, the amount of people I see who, when we look at their blood levels, are completely protein deficient. And this is often due to poor digestion and malabsorption. And we really need the building blocks in protein, amino acids, to produce neurotransmitters that keep our brains strong and balanced.
Quite interesting. And is there a connection between a healthy digestion and stronger levels of resilience? Is there any difference there?
Absolutely. And firstly, let me just put it out there that generally speaking, most people past the age of 30 have some kind of absorption issue. So whether it's decreased stomach acid, which then helps them digest protein better, or whether they have inflammation in the small bowel that then prevents absorption of nutrients, and so they can basically end up with lower levels of nutrients being absorbed through the diet. The second thing that's really important is that I actually see a lot of undiagnosed gut infections, so particularly SIBO, so small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and parasites. They really fly under the radar. And so this increases the inflammation in the gut and can really alter the levels of gut flora or the healthy microbiota that we have. And now there's an exploding amount of research linking healthy amounts of beneficial bacteria with strong mental health.
And lastly, do you have any tips for increasing resilience? I'm sure not only I would, but the listeners would love to hear that as well.
Great. I love tips and hacks. Who doesn't like a shortcut, right? The first thing I would say is do a quick check-in on yourself to address your digestion. So if you have any symptoms of bloating, reflux, heartburn, your bowel movements are not great, then I would say definitely get checked out for any kind of infection and parasites and levels of inflammation in the gut. That's the first place to start. The second thing would be to speak to your doctor about running a blood panel to particularly assess levels of zinc, copper, vitamin B12, iron, and inflammatory markers. So low zinc and high copper are going to be a really big obstacle for you if your resilience is low. So that's something that needs to be balanced. The same vitamin B12, you want really optimal levels of that. It's so important for mental health. The same with iron. And if you have elevated levels of inflammatory markers, then you need to work with your practitioner at reducing that inflammation because it's keeping your brain on fire and it's pretending preventing you from keeping a really cool, balanced outlook on challenges and stresses.
Well, you certainly have given us food for thought and a lot to think about and some things that we should change in our everyday activities as well. Where can listeners get more information on your services and how could they be in touch?
Absolutely. So they can contact me either via my website at alessandraedwards.com or via my Facebook page, so facebook.com/alessandra.edwards, and they can just send me a PM or just send me an email. It'd be great to hear from them.
Well, once again, Alessandra, we thank you so much for your time today. Have a great day, and thanks for being with us here on eHealth Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Alessandra Edwards, an integrative naturopath and nutrigenomics specialist who is obsessed with helping people achieve their peak physical and mental potential. And for more information and for contact, simply visit alessandraedwards.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.